great advice for a better life.
Social media updates. The phone is constantly buzzing with notifications. How filled up is my day at times with all that noise? There's little space for the true being to express itself, the true me to express itself, to connect with the core resting place deep inside my soul. Should I escape it all? By silencing the phone? Perhaps by dimming down the brightness so that I just cannot repeatedly be distracted from the essential task of re-establishing a bond with my true inner self? Can I do that? The moment I successfully put that phone away, the smartwatch takes over. I relieve my wrist of its burden, and now the pit of my stomach starts to growl for a snack. I remind myself, just had breakfast. Immediately, an itch in an inaccessible part of the body demands an almost impossible yogic posture to reach it. Well, after a skillful maneuver, a familiar back pain returns to that preferred disc location where it likes to sit. All that happening. While all of that is happening and demands attention, and simultaneously a painful memory or an expectation, a latent moment from some distant future comes calling. So I'm suddenly finding myself thinking about that future moment, which is just a remote possibility. Now I can just go on writing about these usual symptoms that are not just mine, these distractions that just draw me, you, and I guess the majority of us from what is important and essential to our being, to our life purpose. We're constantly taken away from there. And then I watch frustration build up and irritation creep in, and it just seizes control of my voice. Whenever you and I are unable to attend to what really gives us maximum self-worth, that irritation and that frustration is very evident in our voices, isn't it? In our attitudes, in the way we treat people, in the way we make conversations. Ah, that gratifying feeling. When all else just dwarfs in comparison, that eureka moment when we feel we are on course, we are on purpose, we're doing what we love the most, and we are in cruise mode. You know those perfect moments when there's stillness, the body becomes a vehicle, the mind is just a tool, the memory of our greatest skill has taken control, absolutely on autopilot, and effortlessly striving towards a joyous state of being. Those moments are too far in between. Because from filling to fulfilling is a shift. You know, these things that we tend to fill our lives with, from that to a truly fulfilling moment is a shift. And it has to happen within, deep within, and slowly manifest in all the actions and choices that we take. Now, this movement is usually incremental and graceful in very subtle ways. We shift one little tiny action at a time. I've read it in so many books that talk about doing it incrementally, doing it slowly. Very often, the basic lessons learned can be forgotten too quickly as we navigate through our days. Now, I'm trying to devise a very simple strategy and absolutely clear ways of reminding myself how to course correct regularly, how to revive this desire to follow my soul path, my true purpose. By no means it is an easy daily act. Please be reminded, it's not easy at all. I'm not trying to make light of the situation. It is a tough ask. Life throws too many disruptions and curveballs at us. A utensil came crashing. Of course, I'll edit that out later. Now, we are forever shopping for distractions. Oh, yes, 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 you and I, we are always out there shopping for distractions to numb our senses. And we want to stay off course. We don't want to go down that path that leads to true happiness and then we want to complain. Why? Because sometimes the new web series is too enticing. The next six-pack of beer, potato chips, or the kitchen's calling, or that chore is immediately demanding attention, children are whining, anything could be the reason. The self-berating critical voice, that is something like your inner Alexa, will start triggering fear and insecure thoughts and anxieties. They'll all start jumping up all the time because this inner Alexa is always trying to push us away, and it's sending us spiraling down the useless task funnel. Oh, let me tell you, we usually tend to go into these stupid tasks when we're performing them throughout the day, and as we are going cascading down this funnel, we perform irrelevant tasks that don't serve any purpose. We find ourselves overwhelmed and stuck in the bottleneck, tight end of this funnel, struggling to get out and fall into bed. Now, do some of the days end like this for you? Let me admit, yes, very often I have such days which end in defeat and I retire into bed bruised by the guilt of not having done enough, not having achieved anything worthwhile. I know very well that it is a cardinal sin to call it a night with these last thoughts. Trust me, it is a cardinal sin to call it a night with these last thoughts ringing in my head. What thoughts? I wasted another day. I'm procrastinating and not finding the courage to try and remain fearless in my path. Rather, I'm fearful of failure, that's why I'm not trying. And I'm going to repeat the same thing all over again tomorrow. The same cycle will take over. Now, the moment my parting thoughts in the active consciousness are these, I've actually laid down the perfect disaster plan for the very next day. My subconscious has already been informed what to manifest, what to expect, and what to execute the next day. For the subconscious mind, the good or the bad doesn't matter. It's the set of instructions you've chosen, the choices the conscious awakened mind must make the next day. You've just given the written instructions on a sticky note and put it on your subconscious's forehead. The blueprint has been created for failure. So, instead of falling prey to social media scrolls of toxicity and all the negative news sources that you sometimes cling to before hitting the bed, I believe we can use different ingredients and have a different recipe for peaceful slumber. How about soft music? How about 30 minutes of soothing conversations with the beloved? Renewing your pacts, not just with the beloved, but with your own soul, in a very, very private journal, where you recap the entire day's activities and just look at the whole day in rewind and see what needs to be auto-corrected, what needs to be brought back on course tomorrow. And maybe deep breathing, just to connect with my own body. Maybe a chant, a period of feeling safe and comforted and received with absolute love and unconditional love by my own soft bed. This deep sense of gratitude for the amazing gift of being alive. Try it out. Just try it out. Gently fall off into sleep with secure, contented, and joyful thoughts. Thoughts love cyclic behavior. So when you choose the Ferris wheel that you're going to get onto, this Ferris wheel of thoughts, which can look wonderful in the carnival of life, but it's the Ferris wheel that you choose to get onto in the morning and the one you decide to get off at night. You decide the time when you're going to disembark from those busy, repetitive, mechanical thoughts. And when are you going to calm yourself down and relax? Human beings have this beautiful gift of choice, and exercising it correctly, we sort of set the tone and tempo and the transitions from a low point now to an exhilarating, joyous high point very soon. And the transition is like, okay, now I'm going to end this with an honest acknowledgement of the terrible, terrible, terrible separation anxiety that I'm now beginning to feel from my smartphone and the social media feed, the venomous social media feed. All the news that I'm missing out on, this FOMO is getting the better of me. So I'm going to end this conversation. But, hello, I'm hereby publicly promising myself to resist the temptation. I'm going to resist the temptation. What is the choice that you are going to make? Are you going to resist that temptation? Promise yourself to stay away from that evil device for some time? Well, what am I going to do? Instead, I'm going to get more socially distanced from my idiotic device, and I'm going to go out. Step onto the wet grass in the lawn and walk barefoot. I'm going to get in touch with the dance floor of the spinning, whirling, celebrating earth. I'm going to go find myself.
Sage advice for a better life.